Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Rippey Mayor, Dan Brubaker, now joining us to talk to us about Rippey's Sesquicentennial Plus One event that's happening on July 31st. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
You're welcome.
And so, Mayor Brubaker, unfortunately, you weren't able to have your 150th celebration last year due to the pandemic, but this year, you're celebrating Sesquicentennial Plus One. So if you wouldn't mind kindly, first of all, telling us again when that will be happening, and then kind of roll through the morning activities for us.
Okay, it will happen on July 31st, rain or shine, whatever. It's going to go off. We'll start out the day with the first big thing will be our parade, which is starts at 10 a.m. We will have some vendors set up early on, but they'll just be on the street most all the whole day. We have from 9 until 11:30, we'll have cinnamon rolls put on by the library and water. 11 o'clock, we start with the car show. Registration will start before that, but that's when the car show actually starts. We're going to have arts and crafts at the library. There's going to be a tractor ride for people that are going to be in the parade. Tentatively, we have 20 old tractors. They're going to be in the parade, and when the parade returns to staging, they're going to go west out of town and have a short ride that day and try to be back by noon. The church will have their ice cream social from 11:30 to 1:30. We're going to have inflatables for the kids. Should be up and running by 10 o'clock, so got a pretty good show going on in the morning. We're even going to have a model airplane demonstration down at the ballpark, 11:30 in the morning. So,
Mayor Brubaker, if you wouldn't mind kind of reviewing for us again where the car show is going to take place, and can people get signed up ahead of time for that?
Well, the car show will be running, put the cars all on Main Street and some of the side streets if we need more room. Registration, if people would get a hold of me, I can get them a pre-registration form, but we can register, you know, that the day of the event. So.
And then as far as the parade goes, can you describe for us where the parade route will be?
Well, we'll stage at the old school, which now is we're turning the old gym into the fire station and maintenance shop for the city equipment. And that's where we'll stage, is out there on the west edge of town. We will then follow east for two blocks, turn south on First Street. We will go down First Street until we get to Lovejoy. Lovejoy, we'll go east, which is right, the corner is right across from the county shed. And then we will go over to Third Street, go north Third Street till we get to the Sparky's corner, and go west again on Percival or E57 back out to the school grounds to end it.
And can people still sign up to be a part of the parade at this time?
Yes. That be done even the day of, but the day of, we are going to try and request a monetary thing for the hassle of trying to figure out where we want to put them. You know, if we get it done early, it's free.
All right, and so if you wouldn't mind kind of describing for us what the afternoon and evening activities look like.
Well, in the afternoon, which I'd call 12:30, we're going to have a kids' pedal tractor pull down at the skating rink. We're going to have Big Bang Bubbles at the heating rink area, which is kind of a neat deal. These bubbles, like you're blowing big bubbles, but there's an additive in the soap, and it makes them such that they're so tough you can actually stick your hand in them without them breaking. It's cool. Kind of a cool thing. That's when we'll have the one-act play. It will be at 2 p.m. at the library lawn. 3 to 5, we're going to have the old-time baseball game, and 3 to 7, the Cattlebone will be grilling at the baseball field. We will be opening our time capsule after the ball game on the library lawn. At 6:30, the Town and Country Band is going to play at baseball field. We'll have a street dance starting approximately 6:30 on Main Street after all the cars are gone from the car show and such. It's a live band with being put on by 16 Staples. One of the players is actual local resident. So right before the fireworks, we are going to draw for our meat package that we are giving away. We're doing a $300 meat package, which it's going to be gift cards so that people don't have to take the whole $300 at once if they want to go in and get only $50 worth of meat at the time, you know. So, but that is a free raffle as long as we were handing out magnets that said, bring this magnet to the registration, get your free raffle ticket. In my opinion, if you come and mention the fact, you can still get your free raffle ticket, even if you don't have a magnet. And then at 9:30 or thereabouts, depending on the darkness, we will have our fireworks program, the ballpark.
And hearing you mention digging up and revealing the artifacts, the items that were put into a time capsule over 50 years ago, what is that going to be like to literally dig up town history with a time capsule?
Well, it'll be kind of neat to see what all was put in there. I've got some ideas of our new one, but we haven't etched anything in granite on what we're going to put in the new one. We decided not to do any, we'd put it together after the fact, and, you know, maybe we have some memorabilia from the weekend, and we wouldn't have it if we put it in before, and things like that.
Mayor Brubaker, if you wouldn't mind describing for us how people can get their hands on those magnets, as you were talking about, that's kind of your pass, your entry into the free meat bundle raffle.
No, they need to come to the registration desk or where we're having registration, which should be here at the community center on Main Street. Get a ticket, fill your name out on it, and stick it in the tumbler.
And hearing you describe, Mayor Brubaker, about the activities for the kids as well as for the adults, how important is it to be able to involve those youngster activities and try to find that balance along with the adult activities at your event?
Well, we need to have something for the youth because, in my opinion, if you don't have something for the youth, the parents have no reason to stick around and enjoy part of it. You know, this way they don't have their youth wondering, what can we do? You know, there's something for them to do.
And finally, what do you have to say as far as the volunteers, the organizers, everybody that's been kind of working on this big day of celebration for Rippey on July 31st, as far as those helping out?
Well, I appreciate everybody that's working, but I could always use more people. Just get a hold of me and tell me what you think you would like to help with, and I can find you a position.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with the Rippey Mayor, Dan Brubaker, once again telling us about July 31st, the date for the Rippey Sesquicentennial Plus One event. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.